KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Community members in Chatsworth, south of Durban, are in shock following the deaths of two people in a fire that ripped through their home. Etekweni Fire says it's believed the blaze yesterday was caused by an electrical fault and gas. Divisional commander Zwelle Tutusi.
After we see a steamy fire, after investigation, we noticed the fire must have started by electrical board. There was a bottle of gas, it was left open. We think that the spark, there must have had, must have been a spark on a TV board, electrical fault, due to electrical fault. With that spark and the gas, I think that must have caused the fire.
Tony Govender, a local ward councillor, says the area has been battling a series of power outages recently.
From what we can gather is that it was a husband and wife, but we don't know for certain. The community is quite shocked. We don't even know whether it could have been an electrical fault, because with the power outages that we're having at the moment in this area, I can tell you now, as recent as the day before yesterday, we had a power outage. I won't be surprised if this was an electrical fault. It's shocking, really. It's one life too many.
Investigations are underway to determine the cause of a horrific crash in northern KZN that claimed the lives of eight people. A truck collided with a van transporting churchgoers on the N2 near Empangeni on Mother's Day yesterday. Provincial officials say 24 members of the Zion Christian Church were making their way to Mtubatuba. Deputy Transport Minister Mkuleko Hlengwa.
Some of them critically indisposed in hospital, and it is our prayer that they will recover. The RTMC and NTT of the Department of Transport will be at Richards Bay working with RTI in the province to investigate the state of the circumstances that it has led to that accident. Then we'll be able to provide a report and give direction and closure for families.
Meanwhile, KZN Health says two doctors from Ngwelezana Hospital were involved in a crash earlier on the route while travelling between Richards Bay and Empangeni. One of the doctors, as well as a family member, were killed. The other staff member was admitted to hospital with serious injuries. Now, a KZN chief from the Kwabendla area who's facing a charge of rape is due to apply for bail today. The Inkosi allegedly assaulted an 18-year-old after giving the young woman a lift last week. The 54-year-old made a brief appearance in court on Friday. The police ministry has condemned the alleged incident. Spokesperson Kamogelo Mokgotsi.
This vile act, allegedly committed by someone who holds a position of leadership and authority, is a betrayal of the moral, ethical, and societal responsibilities bestowed upon traditional leaders.
And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Vladimir Putin's consideration of ending the war is a positive sign. The Russian president has proposed holding direct talks with Kiev in Turkey on Thursday to remove the root causes of the conflict and establish long-term durable peace. Putin hasn't responded to calls by the leaders of France, Germany, Poland and the UK for Russia to agree to an unconditional 30-day ceasefire. He says he wants the two sides to meet without any conditions. In a video message, Zelensky said they are ready for negotiations of any format.
Ukraine has long proposed this. Our partners are proposing it, and the whole world is calling for it. We await a clear response from Russia. Russia will have to end this war anyway. The killings must stop. Ukrainian forces will be ready to respond symmetrically to ensure fairness.
A recap of our lead story this hour. Community members in Chatsworth, south of Durban, are in shock following the deaths of two people in a fire that ripped through their home. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.